your worst case scenario. God has been very good. And here we are today with breath in our lungs, gathered together in one house to bring his name praise, to glorify his goodness, to ask him to saturate this house with his presence. Saturate. Praise his name. Hallelujah. an idol. Obviously, if you're serving the Lord, you know that. Because nothing else brings life or transformation. Definitely nothing else brings salvation. Only the one true Son of God. His name is Jesus.
Glory. This song requires some, like, you know, foot stomping, hand clapping.
got to share the good news. I'm actually going to be leaving shortly on a small vacation with family and friends. All know the Lord. But the question is, where will God take me? Who will I sit next to on the plane? You know, as I go get my morning breakfast, will there be somebody online that I can share Christ with? Now, I'm not saying I'm preparing a sermon. I'm preparing my heart. Because all we have to share is what God has done. I was once lost, and God found me. I was broken, and He's made me whole. I was separated from God, and He drew me close to the Father. And the penalty that needed to be paid has been paid. Often we talk about the crucifixion, you know, during the Resurrection Sunday time, or we focus on it during our communion time. But He still had to enter the earth. He still had to be obedient to come in the flesh, all God, but yet in the flesh. Now, after all these years, I can't fully understand that. But I know that what has transpired in me is real. So I may not understand it all. God, how could you come down in the flesh? I do know the why.